Blog Talk Radio.
Anxiety sets in, I'm starting to pace. My nerves unsettle, sweat drips my face. Hands take, can't escape this decision I make. Heart racing, my faith says this is my fate. I just brace and I take in the face of adversity. Tasting this certainty, the breaks ain't hurting me. Gain on, a bomb on my pain stronger. Fame smarter, street smarter, train harder. Can't stop me, drop me, I'm not losing. I'm too fast, lightning even when I'm not moving. All heart, leave these cowards on cold. I'm hot, not to mention all the power I hold. Keep moving, keep training, headstrong. Be patient, meet them head to head. I don't care if it's the least safest. Not stopping, have a promise to prove I'm a fighter. It's not an option to lose.
Sunday evening, 8 p.m. Standard Eastern Time up here in Maine. I'm Shelley Nunchucks. I'm originally a Boston girl, you know, but I'm out here doing my things and films and such. And, you know, I'm basically happy-go-lucky, but I figure, you know, tonight I'm going to try to sit and try to be brave because, you know, there's things that I see what kids go through. And now I know, I mean, there's so much technology and such, and the thing is, you know, children have access to technology and stuff, and there's things that can affect children because their minds are not fully developed like an adult, no matter how much in advance they are. They have to have, you know, that time to let their minds grow. Now, I'm not a doctor, I'm not a psychiatrist or anything, but I've been in the shoes of some children, and I've been seeing more and more of a trend that's really such a horrible, horrible trend. And hopefully with speaking of truth of what happened in my own life to get to where I am, because when I sit and tell people things that have happened to me in the past, and it's okay. And it's scary to talk about it, but hopefully some children will hear this story and to let them know they're not alone. Now, one of the stories I want to bring up was about a girl named Amanda Todd, and she recently just committed suicide, and she was only 13 years old. The thing that really got to me, it wasn't just the fact that she had taken her own life, and I felt very bad for her parents. And, you know, I mean, you can't really blame the parents because I think some parents really try really hard. You know, it's not something you can just say, oh, about this and that. You don't know. You can't judge a person in their shoes. The thing is, the girl was 13 and she took her own life. And I'm not going to go into details and stuff. The thing that really bothered me was the fact that people are actually going to her page in the memorial and just calling her horrible, horrible things. Now, the thing that's really sad is this girl was alone and felt alone, so she took her life. And I think she even posted she was going to do it a couple of times or something. And you just, once again, do not blame, you know, it's just circumstances and stuff. And what I've seen more and more, it's starting that more and more kids that are teenagers are taking their lives whatever way that they shall do it. And I'm not going to explain to how they die and such or how they took their lives, but it's the fact that they did where, you know, they're under 18 years of age. And just to do these things, you know, it's really hard to think that it's like, you know, I possibly could be like their mother or something like that. But if there's any kids out there or people that feel alone, I want you to know I've been there. I was there and I had my bullies and such. Was it horrible? Yes. I'm going to speak all truth. I mean, I didn't turn to drugs or anything. It's just on a daily basis. And I think even on my Facebook page, I have some of the neighborhood boys where we were bullied. We were the nerds and everything like that, if you want to say. And I wasn't all into martial arts, even though I watched the films. And maybe this is one reason why I look up to Jackie Chan is like wanting to learn how to protect myself. Now, I look back now as an adult and I look at, you know, the beatings and stuff and I laugh because it's like, wow, I really survived that. And it's, I didn't, you know, I don't know what made me strong to think, I mean, you know, you get hit, you get bruises and stuff. And, you know, I didn't come from a happy background. I didn't have a happy childhood. It was horrible. And, you know, it's, I had abuse at home. Even going to work, even my bosses, it was horrible. So just think as a child, you know, as a teenager, school, home, and also where I worked, it was horrible and it was horrendous. And I don't know how I survived. I don't know if it was thinking of Jackie Chan and wanting to work with him to have someday. I didn't have people around me that was positive. And then it's like going to leave home, getting into an abusive relationship where I was with a guy and I kept it a secret where he would push and shove me and stuff like that and thought it was funny. And of course he drank and stuff. So, I mean, I just thought it was a thing. So, you know, I was used to drink and stuff too. And, you know, my life isn't perfect. And I will be the first person to say my life is imperfectly perfect. I am not perfect at all. That's how you become an adult and you realize, you know, how to become an adult. You make mistakes and you move on and you take responsibility for your actions. And anything I've done that was my fault is my fault. I take responsibility for that. As a child, to think back, and I can even have, I've had conversations on Facebook when you get in touch and the boys were bullied and stuff. And I just want to say to the kids out there, sometimes you do think you're alone. And it's a horrible, horrible feeling. And I see the things on the YouTube. And I just see these kids where now the thing is they're not talking. They're taking little cards and they're not really saying anything, but they wrote down and maybe it is hard for them to talk. Once again, I'm not a psychiatrist. I'm not a doctor or a therapist or anything, but to let you know, I've been there. And I don't know if there's parents out there listening to me. I don't know if you can get your kids into martial arts, even just to have them speak to instructors. Now, let me just say, martial arts is not something, you know, for fighting to take revenge. It's to help with self-confidence and have your child learn how to protect themselves because fighting is not an answer. Do you know what I'm saying? It's helped them to become stronger in their mind, to handle situations. Because if you really think about it, nowadays with today's technology, you know, the internet and such, somebody's mind, you know, if they're younger, they're not going to think just to, like, walk away. We can tell them that, but, you know, kids, they're going to want to do not what their parents, you know, we've been there. Do you know what I'm saying? We don't want to do what our parents, you know, tells us what to do. We want to do what we want to do. The thing is, when children go onto the internet, you know, they want to do that. I mean, a lot of kids are really smart and all the technology, their mind's incredible when they know how to do all the technology computers. I'm a tech tard and stuff like that. Let me just say I'm lucky. I even know how to use a computer. I mean, I'm learning how to edit videos and stuff. But when the kid is sitting there, and they can go anywhere. I mean, it doesn't matter if a parent, you know, shuts off their Facebook or whatever it is. There's computers anywhere around the world, in the libraries, in this and that, in schools and stuff like that. So the child does have access to a computer. The thing is that, you know, with whatever goes on in a child's life, we don't know. You cannot judge a child and say, well, you can't do this and that because I say so. It's just something where even if a child is really smart and intelligent, people, you know, their feelings, they have emotions. Maybe they hide these things away, but I've been there. And just to be getting beat up, I mean, at the neighbors, it was like I used to get beat up outside, and the neighbors, they didn't say anything. They never would do anything. And people would say, well, it's my fault. If I went home, people would say to me at the house, you know, it was something where, well, it's my fault I got beat up. Now, you're going to think it's really crazy. This is what I was told all the time because I didn't want to fight. I hated fighting. And, you know, I think that's what the bullies do. They pick on people who are just, you know, they don't want to fight. They just want to live their lives. And you kids out there that are being bullied, you have every right to live. No matter what your background is, no matter where you are, you have every right to live just like anybody else. And you might carry the scars in as an adult. And I can't, I mean, kids out there, I can't tell you solutions. I could tell you to hang on, and you'd be like, yeah, 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 well, you're not in my situation. I was there. And running home from school, it wasn't just the girls that I'd get beat up. It was the boys, too. The boys would beat up on me. I didn't have any protection. And believe me, the boys, and like me, we sometimes would really run very fast home because we would think that it was a sanctuary. But some of us that did get bullied, we didn't have a household that had happiness in it. Some of us, we had to go through all this craziness even at home. And even get, you know, we don't tell these stories. We just survive and that's it. And people, you know, as an adult, when they sit there, well, I went through this and that, so blah, 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 about these kids. But this is now. This is happening to them now. They're feeling afraid. And that's what the thing is we have to remember. When we were younger and we were getting beat up by the bullies, we were afraid once, too. We didn't know what to do. You can't tell children that are alone. You can't tell them, like, you can't scare them or make them feel any worse. Because when you say to a child that's bullied, okay, and you say, well, I survived this and that, that's going to make them feel alone even more. You can't be forceful and say, well, you just got to get over it and such, because that makes them feel worse. They don't know what to do. These children, they just think suicide is the answer. It's going to end all pain. The thing is, kids, when you think about it, you might have someone that really doesn't care about you. Maybe you do have that strange friend or a neighbor or someone that you don't realize that does care about you. The only thing I can think of, I mean, everything that comes to my head is maybe if you can't afford to learn how to defend yourself, maybe you can go to a martial arts studio, just talk with an instructor, go to your parents. I know, believe me, I know it's hard. I don't know what your situation is home. Maybe some of you don't have a happy childhood. Maybe you just need someone to talk to. Maybe you want to feel protected, and it's very, very hard. But even as an adult, okay, kids, I'm going to let you know, with my dream of wanting to work with Jeff Kim, I just want to say, well, this sounds like this is going to actually end. I don't understand why. I had set this for 2 hours, but there's some other technical difficulties that said that this is definitely going to end. So I'm really not too sure what's going on with this. It wasn't supposed to be 15 minutes. I set it for 2 hours, so this is automatically going to end. I'm sorry, and I do apologize, so hopefully I can figure out what's going on with the show. But anyway, even as adults, sometimes we have problems too, and believe me, I'll have to do a part two with the show. I do apologize. I'm having some technical difficulties, so anyway, there will be a part two to this.
And Anxiety sets in, I'm starting to pace. My nerves unsettle, sweat drips my face. Hands take, can't escape this decision I make. Heart racing, my faith says this is my fate. I just brace and I take in the face of adversity. Tasting this certainty, the brakes ain't hurting me. Gain on, a bomb on my pain stronger. Fame smarter, street smarter, train harder. Can't stop me, drop me, I'm not losing. I'm too fast, lightning even when I'm not moving. All heart, leave these cowards on cold. I'm hot, not to mention all the power I hold. Keep moving, keep training, headstrong, be patient. Meet them head to head, I don't care if it's the least safest. Not stopping, have a promise to prove. I'm a fighter, it's not an option to lose.